请大家打开加拉太书第四章。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Galatians, chapter 4.
我们将会读21节到31节。
We will read from verse 21 to verse 31.
我们先请庆浩弟兄用英文念。
Let us read this verse in English. Galatians 4:21. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law?For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai bearing children for slavery, she is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia.She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear. Break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than those of the one who has a husband. Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise.But just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit the son of the free woman. So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman.
我们读这个加太书四章二十一节，他说：“你们愿意在律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗？因为律法记着说，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使你所生，一个是自主之妇人所生。然而那时你所生的是按血气生的，那自主妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。”这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两个约，一约是出于西乃山，生子为奴，乃是夏甲。这夏甲二字是指阿拉伯的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类。因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的，但那在地上、那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的。他是我们的母。27节，因为经上说，不怀孕不生养，你们要欢乐；未曾经过难产的，你们要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。28节，弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。当时那按血气生的，必播那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。然而经上是怎么说呢？是的，把使女和儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可以自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自由妇人的儿女了。这段圣经在说什么呢？
What is this passage trying to say?
圣经，很多圣经的学者说，这段圣经呢是这个加拉太书最难的经文。
A lot of Bible commentators say that this passage is the hardest passage in the book of Galatians.
为什么最难呢？
Why is it the hardest?
因为这里呢讲到有很多有关旧约的事情。
Because this passage involves a lot of Old Testament.
如果你对旧约不清楚，你对这段圣经就很难明白。
And if you're not familiar with the Old Testament, it's going to be very hard for you to understand this passage.
他用这段这个旧约的故事呢来解释一个真理。如果你对旧约不清楚，所以你就不知道他的真理是讲什么。
Paul uses illustrations from the Old Testament to explain what he's trying to say. And if you're not familiar with those, with the account of the Old Testament, you will not know what he's trying to say here.
那么另外呢，在二十四节这里，他说，他讲到，他说。这个是二十四节说，这都是比方。
Additionally, in verse 24, he says, "Now this may be interpreted allegorically."
哇，所以这个 allegorically 这个字呢，是指寓意，就是说，我们一般解经呢，我们这个教会呢，坚持要literal interpretation， 不是allegorical。所以我们怎么样解呢？所以这个就出现那个大问题了。
This is allegorical, meaning it is not literal. And as a church, we always look to interpret the scriptures literally.
所以我们怎么样看这段经文，这个经文就很难了。
This makes reading this passage or understanding this passage even more difficult.
寓意就是指什么呢？就是不是很明显的，而且是用另外一个好像不是在讲这个东西来代表这个东西。
And an allegory is hard to explain because often it uses something else, a story that's unrelated to explain something else entirely.
所以在这里呢，我们在很多解经家说这段圣经是最难的，在加拉太书最难的经文。
And for this reason, a lot of Bible scholars believe that this is the toughest passage in Galatians.
但是呢，我们想你注意看这段圣经里面有很多两个。
But if you pay attention to what's written here, there's always a pair of things. There's always a contrast.
所以他们讲，所以我把它定为是两种人生。
And so the title for today is Two Ways of Life.
因为什么呢？有两种，这两条路，你必须要选一条。
And it tells us that there are two roads to life, and you need to choose one.
或者我们可以说有两种宗教，你必须要选一个。
Perhaps you could say that it is two religions and you need to choose one.
世界上呢，虽然有很多不同的宗教。
In the world, there are many different religions.
但是基本上呢，可以分成只有两种。
But you can broadly group them into two groups.
一种呢，就是我们认为我们不能够靠自己，我们必须要靠神，要凭信心。
One of those groups is where you feel as people, you feel that you cannot depend on yourself, and you need to depend on God.
我们认为我们不能够靠自己来得神的喜悦。
We believe that we cannot depend on ourselves in order to please God.
那么另外一种呢，是要靠自己来得神的喜悦。
The other group is to depend on oneself in order to please God.
世界上只有两种宗教。
And broadly speaking, in this world, there are just these two.
就是两种类的，一种是靠自己，一种是靠神。
By that we mean two broad types. One is to depend on oneself, the other is to depend on God.
所以你看到许多的宗教，有些要操练自己，要苦待自己，要做很多东西来讨神的喜悦。这个就是必须要靠自己的功德。这就包括天主教，包括基督佛教道教，很多你必须要做一些好事，做一些事情来讨神的喜悦。这一类呢，就是世界各种各样的宗教。
And in this bucket which depends on self to please God, there are many religions that fall into this category. There's Catholicism, there's Taoism. These religions that might flagellate themselves, that might live monastic lives, but they do various things in order to please the Lord.
但是基督教呢，或者是圣经所倡导的基督教呢，是说我们靠自己不能够，我们只是靠神。我们得救恩，我们能够相信是神拯救我们，我们没有什么好处，我们什么都不好，但是是神的恩典临到我们，我们才能够得救。
In the group that we were talking about just now, that was dependent on one's righteousness. In the other bucket in which we sit as Christians, we believe that there is nothing good in us, there is no inherent righteousness in ourselves, and therefore we cannot please God.
所以基督徒呢，应该认识到我们是罪人，我们靠自己不能够得神的喜悦。
Christians need to understand that we are sinners, and if we depend on ourselves, there is no way we're going to be saved.
如果你觉得自己还不错，还很好，神拣选我是我聪明，我已经不错，那就是跌入第一种。这个不是圣经里面所讲的。圣经说，我们认识到自己一点好处都没有，神拣选我，不是我有什么好，是神的恩典。恩典是我不配有，他给我。
If you think that actually I'm not so bad, then you fall into the category where you believe that in your own righteousness you can please God. As Christians, we need to understand that we are not righteous in ourselves. We depend instead on the grace of God, and it is God's grace that allows us to come before Him and please Him.
如果你觉得我自己不够好，我绝望了，我什么都不好，其实是好消息。为什么好消息呢？因为圣经说，这个邻里贫穷的人有 poor in spirit， 因为你心里面感觉到我一点都不配，你求告神，神就拯救你。
But if you feel on the other end of the extreme that you are a sinner and there's nothing good you can bring to God and that you cannot depend on yourself, that is good, because when you come before the Lord and admit your sin and you cry out to Him, God will save you.
神要的就是这个完全没有依靠自己而求神的怜悯，这样的人神就要这样的人。
And that is the attitude that God is looking for. That is the person that God is looking for. The person who is poor in spirit and broken.
所以当一个人认为他什么都不可以，他觉得绝望，没有人能够帮助我，他求主啊，求你帮助我，你不帮助我，我就死了。这样的信心来到神面前，就是神所要的。
And when that person comes before God and he's totally hopeless, He comes without any of his own righteousness, and he cries out to God, and he says to God that if you don't save me, I'm dead. That is the faith that God will save.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们信主的人呢，我们没有可夸的。
So brothers and sisters, those of us who believe in God, there is nothing for us to boast about.
我们没不可以骄傲。
There's nothing for us to be arrogant about.
所以我们必须要谦卑依靠神。
We must come before the Lord.In humility and rely on Him.
当我们信主之后，结果呢？
And after we come to know the Lord and believe in Him, what then?
很多人啊，信了主之后呢，他又回去律法主义 legalism.
A lot of people who have come to know the Lord have gone back to their legalistic ways.
啊，就好像加拉太书，他们信了主之后又回去守这个割礼 circumcision.
And it's like the Galatians here that Paul's writing to, who after having come to know the Lord, went back to their practices of circumcision.
很多人信了主之后，你一定要早上读信圣经，你讲早上要祷告，你一天你有没有做家庭崇拜，你有没有做这个，有没有做这个，你必须要做这个。如果你做这个，神就喜悦；你不做这个，神就不喜悦。我们又再回去到被律法捆绑。
And when we, having come to know the Lord, believe that.We have a list of things to check off, like we must read our Bibles, we must pray, we must have family devotion time, we must this and that. And if we don't do these things, God is going to be upset at us. Then we've gone back to legalism.
啊，所以在这个 Jerry Bridges 他有一本书呢，这个他写一本书，一个圣经的一个作者写一本书，他写到，他说我们必须基督徒自己要常常传福音给自己。We must preach gospel to ourselves.
An author by the name of Jerry Bridges said that as Christians, we must constantly be preaching the word of God to ourselves.
很多时候我们说我们要向不信的人传福音，其实他说是的，我们需要向不信的传福音，但是我们也必须向自己不断的向自己传福音。
And often we think of sharing the word with others, non-believers, but yes, that's true, but there's also often that we need to preach the word to ourselves.
我们每一个人都需要。
And all of us need this.
为什么呢？我问你一个问题。
Why? Let me ask you a question.
他这个 Jerry Bridges 这个作者就曾经这么说，他说你有没有有一些早上有一些日子呢？你起来的时候，哇，你精神百倍啊！早上一起来，很早起来，你又读圣经，又祷告，又有这个灵修啊，你什么都做得齐了，然后你出去外面去上班。
Jerry Bridges says this. Have you ever in woken up in the morning and feel very refreshed? You've taken the time to wake up early and you've read your Bible, you've prayed, and you're ready to go to work.
那么你在路上的时候碰到一个人啊，他要跟他传福音，他说啊，这个人他有好机会，他就祷告主啊，你看我有这么好的机会跟他传福音，你要听我的祷告，我早上又这么早起来，我又读经又祷告又灵修。
And maybe along the way you meet someone, and this person is a prime person for you to share the gospel with. And you say to yourself, you say to God, God, you must help me here, you must listen to my prayer. I've read my Bible this morning, I prayed.
那么另外有一个另外一天你早上哎呀迟到了，你起来的时候很迟啊，这个时间已经过了，然后来不及读经，也来不及祷告，也来不及灵修，你就匆匆忙忙出去，然后到那天哎又有同一个机会，然后他就跟他传福音的时候，他说主啊，他说糟糕了，我今天没有读书，没有读经，没有祷告，也没有灵修，你说神会不会听我的祷告呢？
And then maybe there's another day where you wake up and you're late and you haven't had the time to read your Bible, you haven't had the time to pray, and on your way to work you meet the same person and you have that same opportunity to share the gospel, and you say to God, you might say to God, oh God, I this morning I didn't pray, I didn't read my Bible, how am I going to share the gospel with you?
他说想糟糕了，这一次神已经不听我祷告。
And this person might say to himself, oh no, God's not going to listen to my prayer this morning.
好了，我问你，你说哪一天，第一天神会听他祷告，还是第二天神会听他的祷告？
So let me ask you, do you think God will listen to his prayer on the first day where everything's gone right, or the second day where he's behind schedule?
你说神会听哪一个祷告？
Which prayer do you think God will answer?
如果你认为第一个呢，你就是立法主义。
If you think it is the first one, then you are legalistic.
因为你认为我做了这一切，神就垂听，其实这个等于你跟他交换，你看我有这么多功德，我做了这么多事情，神就垂听，可见是神听我祷告是因为我好。
If you believe that the Lord will answer the first prayer, it's you're legalistic because you think this is a barter trade, you think it's transactional, you think that because you've done something right that God will listen to your prayer.
其实不是的，神是听第二个祷告。
But no, God will listen to the second prayer.
因为呢，他说你对不起我神，我什么都不行的时候呢，我是需要你的恩典，我在靠你的恩典，我才能够做这件事情，这个是真心诚意的祷告。
Because if this person comes before God and he pleads in sincere prayer and he says, I've done nothing all morning long, I really really need you, that's the prayer that the Lord did.
第一个祷告叫做自义 self-righteous。
The first one is self-righteousness.
他认为自己很好，你看神我这么好，你帮助我。
Because he's brought his own righteousness and he tells the Lord, you look at me, what I did this morning, you must help me now.
这个不是耶稣所传的福音。
That's not the gospel that Jesus...
耶稣的福音临到我们是因为我们不行，因为我们软弱，我们靠自己 bankrupt, 我们完全破产了，我完全一点都不靠自己。主啊，我们只能够靠你的恩典，靠你的怜悯，靠你的恩典领导我，你如果不救我，所以这个是一个完全的依靠，完全的信心。
No, the gospel comes to us as we are bankrupt in spirit, as we have nothing to bring to the Lord, as we are recognizing our sin and our hopelessness in our own self.
所以当我们来到神面前，是你要靠你的功德，靠你所做的事情呢，还是你靠神的恩典？
So when youcome before the Lord, are you going to believe in your own righteousness and your own strength, or are you going to rest in His grace?
所以来到加拉太书。
And so we come to the book of Galatians.
加拉太的人呢，他说你信了主之后，你必须要做这个做这个做这个，要行割礼，要做这么多条例，他又把人带回了律法主义。
These people that Paul is writing to say, now that you've come to know the Lord, you need to observe this ceremony and that and the other.And they've gone back to legalism.
我们基督徒是不是这样呢？你来到教会之后，你信了主之后，你不需要做一条、第二条、第三条、第四条，这么多条你必须要做。你做这些是因为你要得救恩吗？
Is that what we are? Do we say that after having come to know the Lord, we have a list of rules to follow?
今天有很多教会是这样。
Today there are a lot of churches that do.
我记得以前建立告诉我，他的教会就是这样。
I remember our brother Jenny told me before that was his church back then.
他说他的长老去敲门，早上来，你今天有没有读经？今天没有祷告？今天有没有什么？然后 tick 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 一个一个看你看看你有没有做到。
And he says his elder will come to his door, literally knock on his door and ask him, have you read your Bible? Have you prayed? Have you done this, that, and the other? And he would check off a list.
你要不要我去你家敲门问你啊?
Do you want me to knock on your door?
你要不要? 我可以的。
I can do it.
我可以做 policeman.
I can be the policeman.
Pizza Hut delivery.
我们可以叫 Uber 做，现在没 Uber 要做 Grab， 叫 Grab 去做。 但是呢，我们也要担心另外一个问题。我们不是为了做这些事情讨神学，但是我们有另外一个问题，就是，哎呦，我们就放纵了，什么都不做。
But that's not our only problem. The other real problem or the other problem is that we swing to the other extreme and we don't do anything at all.
结果我们教会呢，什么都不，哎呀，你要怎么样就怎么样，随便吧。
And it results in a life where our church might say, oh, just do whatever you want.
这样做可以吗？
Is that right?
这样也不对。
That's not right either.
圣经里面说，你神用他的宝血，用他的生命把你拯救出来。请问你为他做了什么？
The Bible tells us that Jesus laid down his life and sacrificed his own blood for you. What are you doing for him?
你说你是神所拯救的，他用他的生命，他用他的血给你换你的生命。请问你做什么？
You say that you are a Christian. Jesus went up on the cross, he died for you and he bled for you. How are you responding?
请问你现在的生命是为自己而活还是为耶稣基督而活? 你的motivation, 你的动力是什么?
The life you live now, who do you live for? What is your motivation?
我相信你听过我讲这个故事，不过已经很久我没有讲，我再讲一次。
I'll tell you a story, it's a story that's familiar to you, but you haven't heard it in a while, so I'm going to say it again.
有一个人 他是一个建筑工人。
There was a man who was a construction worker.
他很努力，早上他去做工。
And in the morning he would he was very diligent about working.
他是因为公司是他的，他就很努力的去查考一些的事情。他常常爬到很高的，就去看他的工人所做的工到底做得好不好。
And this was his company, and he would be very diligent about making sure everything was going right. He would check on his
workers. 有一次他爬到屋顶，他去检查他的工人的工作。
And one day he climbed up to a height in order to survey the work that his workers
were doing. 他脚走地的时候，从五楼掉下来。
But he was careless, and he slipped, and he fell from the fifth level.
从五楼掉下来的时候呢，这一次就完了。他从那边掉下来，他一定是死的。
And this time, having fallen from the fifth level, he knows he's going to die.
那么他的工人在上面看到，哎呀，老板从那边掉下来了。Down
on the ground, his worker looks up and sees that his boss has fallen off.
那个工人也没有想，反正看到有人掉下来，他赶快去救那个人，就抱住那个人。结果那个老板跌在他的工人身上。And
without thinking, this worker of his runs forward to try and break his fall, and his boss ends up falling on him.
结果呢，他那个老板掉在他那边，他那个人身上，他老板没事，那个人就差不多要死。And
in the end, having fallen on his worker, he was fine, but his worker was close to death.
那么就赶快把他送去医院。And
so he sent him to the hospital.
送去医院的时候，这个工人就差不多要过世了。
And even as he reached the hospital, this worker of his was
close to death.
Because all his weight fell on this worker of his, and while he survived, and his worker was close to death. And so he went to the hospital and he asked the worker.
他问这个工人，你为我本来应该死的是我，现在你为了拯救我，你结果你换了我的命，结果你要死了，请你告诉我，我能够为你做什么？
And he says to his worker, the person sitting there was meant to be me, and you've exchanged your life for mine. You've done all this for me. What can I do for you?
所以你为我舍命，现在活的是我。 现在我不要为自己活，我要为你活。你要你要你的你的目标是什么？我来完成你的心意。
He says, "You sacrificed your life for me, and Now I'm the one that's living. And now I want to live for you. I want to know how I can live my life for you.
所以今天呢，我们如果主已经为我们死了，我们能够有这一个生命。 请问你活的时候呢，是你是为主活，还是你为自己活？
In the same way, if the Lord had died for us, are you living for God now, or are you living for yourself?
所以我现在主已经为我死，我现在活的不再是我，所以我不是要完成律法，我要去做是为了爱他，为了报答他，不是因为我要得他的救恩。
If the Lord has died for us, we are not living for Him because out of duty, but because we love Him.
因为我们爱主，主拯救他，把我们拯救来，我们要报答他。我们不是要完成律法，我们是要爱主。我的动力不一样。Our
motivation is not to fulfill the law. Our motivation is the love of the Lord.
所以我要问你，主为我们死。 我们为他做什么？你不是做什么，不是为了要得救恩，而是爱抱着感恩的心， 抱着 full of gratitude， 心里充满 thanksgiving， 充满喜乐，去要完成的心意。所以我所做的一切呢，是为了要爱他的缘故，不是为了要遵守律法。How
you live now is not out of the law. How you live now, if you live for Jesus, it's because you love Him and you're thankful for what He's done for you, the life that He's given you.
神拯救我们不是拯救我让我随便过生活，不拯救我不是让我过犯罪的生活，拯救我不是让我去随便怎么样生活都可以，不是，他拯救我是要我们能够爱他，能够为他做 一些他所喜悦的事情，就是过一个圣洁、过一个爱主的生活。The
Lord has saved us not to carry on with our lives. He saved us not to live the lives that we want. He saved us that we might serve Him and love Him.
所以两种生命。
And so there are two lives.
两种生命，我们是讲信主之后两种生命。你要靠自己生活，爱主的生活，还是你要过律法的生活？
And we're talking about lives that you lead after you come to know the Lord. Do you want to live a life that is law, that's law-based and rules-based, or do you want to live a life that is that loves the Lord?
所以我们是在律法底下还是在恩典底下？
To rephrase that question, are we under law or are we under grace?
所以我们要问你，你是一个 legalistic Christian， 你是律法主义的基督徒，还是你充满了爱，充满了喜乐，充满了 恩典的基督徒。
Are you a Christian that a legalistic Christian, or are you a Christian that's full of love, full of thankfulness and gratitude for what the Lord's done for us?
所以加拉太书这边就是这些人，他说彼得传福音给他之后呢，他们又回到律法底下。
The book of Galatians is about that. After having been after they received the gospel from Peter, they've gone back to legalism.
所以你看21节，第4章21节。
So let's take a look at verse 21 of chapter 4.
他说：“你们这些愿意在律法底下的人，你告诉我什么叫做律法？岂是你没有听过律法吗？什么叫律法？你告诉我。”
And so in 21, Paul says, "Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? What is the law?" He's saying to them.
你说你要在律法底下，好，我告诉你什么叫做在律法底下。
He says, "You want to be under the law? Fine, I'll tell you what being under the law is about."
所以他就回到旧约，他用旧约的例子来告诉他们什么叫做在律法底下。And
so Paul goes back to the Old Testament, and he uses the Old Testament as an illustration to show them what it means to be under the law.
所以我们看22节到23节。
Let's take a look at verse 22.
他说律法，因为律法记上说，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女所生，一个是自主妇人所生。然而那个使女所生的是按血气生的，自主的所生的是凭着应许生的。
22 and 23 says, "For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise."
这段圣经刚才我提到有很多两个。
I said just now that this passage had a lot of twos, pairs.
亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
Abraham had two sons.
一个是以扫，一个是以斯玛利。
One is Isaac, one is Ishmael.
有 这两个人是从两个妈妈生出来的。
And both had two different mothers.
一个是夏甲，一个是撒拉。
One is Hagar, the other is Sarah.
那么这边呢，在二十四节是代表两个月。
In 24, we see that these two represent two covenants.
两个月，一个是出于西乃山，另外一个应该是出于锡安山，就是 Zion.
One says here is Mount Sinai, the other is
Mount Zion.
Mount Zion.
另外呢，他讲到这边有一个两个耶路撒冷，一个是地上的耶路撒冷，一个是在天上的耶路撒冷。
And then he talks about two Jerusalems. One is an earthly Jerusalem, another one is a Jerusalem that is above. He says.
所以你看嘛，如果你对旧约不熟，你不知道他在讲什么。
And so you're starting to see that if you're not familiar with the Old Testament, you're quite clueless about what he's saying here.
所以这边他讲说，原来这个回到旧约，神应许亚伯拉罕你要有一个儿子。
And so we see that Paul goes back to the Old Testament, and in the Old Testament, God tells Abraham, "You're going to have two sons."
那么亚伯拉罕说，我已经这么大了，要一百岁了，都没有儿子，怎么生呢？我都不可能生了，我已经过了生育的年龄。
Excuse me. God tells Abraham, "You're going to have a son." Abraham responds by saying, "I'm so old, my wife's so old. There's no way we can have children."
所以他说不大可能。所以这个是神说你必须要一个儿子，是凭应许，不是凭自然。这个是超自然。
And it is a son that will be born to you naturally by the promise.
你看到、
excuse me, supernaturally by the promise.
但是呢，你看到撒拉这个亚伯拉罕的太太。哎呀，我都这么老了，我们来帮一帮神吧。神不需要我们帮助，你不需要帮神，神会帮你。你只要信神，你不需要帮神。
Sarah, in her old age, is thinking there's no way this is going to happen. Let's help God out.
所以他就把自己的使女，把自己的 slave girl 给了亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕就生了一个儿子叫以实玛利。
And so she helps God out by giving Abraham her slave girl Hagar.And out of that was born Ishmael.
所以这个呢是凭血气生的。
This birth was from the flesh.
但是后来神又行了一个神迹，撒拉是生了以撒。这撒拉生了以撒呢是凭是一个 miracle， 是一个这个神迹，这个是凭神的应许生的。
But then according to the promise, Sarah.Gave birth to Isaac, and this was a miracle.
所以在这边他告诉我们，这边有两种人。
This tells us that there are two different types.
同一个父亲，同一个亚伯拉罕，竟然生出两种人。
The same father, Abraham, yet two different sons.
一个是通过夏甲，是从一个使女，是一个这个 slave 生出来就是 slave， 就是一个奴隶生出来就是奴隶。
One through Hagar, who was a slave, and therefore her son Ishmael was also a slave.
那么另外一个是撒拉是凭应许的，这个是神的神迹，他生出来呢就是自由的人。
The other was from his wife Sarah, who was a free woman, and so her son Isaac was a free man.
所以这边就是两个妈妈或者是两个妇人所生出来是两种人，一个是凭血气，一个是凭这个应许。
So again, we see two women who bear two sons. One is according to the flesh, the other is according to the promise.
所以这个是这个保罗告诉他这个一个例子。
This is an illustration that Paul was giving them.
那么它的应用呢？今天的应用是什么意思呢？
But what is the implication for us today?
你看24-27节。
Look at verse 24-27.
第24节他说，这都是一个比方。是两个妇人，就是两个约，一个是出于西乃山为奴，乃是夏甲。这夏甲二字就是指阿拉伯的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类。耶路撒冷和地上的儿女都是为奴的，但是但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，是我们的母。我们读到这里。
23-26 says, But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born according to promise. Now this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother.
我们暂时读到这里，但是你注意看到二十四节，他说这都是一个比方。
And we'll read up until here for now, but if you look at verse 24, it says this may be interpreted allegorically.
Allegorically. 比方，其实华文字翻译比方比较准，这个 allegorically 是比较属于怎么样寓意，就是用中文用寓意的意思，就是用动物啊，用其他的形象来代表事情的真相。
Allegory, in a Mandarin and a Chinese sense, is to use other things like animals and other things to illustrate a certain meaning.
MacArthur 用 analogy 或者是一个对比，所以我们用比方是这个跟这个相比，然后明白它的意思。
MacArthur uses the term analogy, and that is to use a different set of things.
有一个圣经的学者 Timothy George 怎么说？他说这个应该是 typology， 是预表。
Timothy George, a Bible scholar, says that this should be a typology.
Yeah, type 一个预表将来要发生的事情。
A type, it is a foreshadowing of what will happen in the future.
当然，我们这个是比较技术性，我们不用去谈很多。但是这边讲的是有两个妇人生出两种人。
Now, I'll skip over the technicality for a bit. I just want to point out to you that there are these two women who have birthed two different sons.
一个是西乃山，就是讲到摩西的律法；另外一个是凭着自主的，应该是指亚伯拉罕，神本来应许。以前你记得我们在读加拉太书的时候有两个，我们说神的律法跟神的应许，这是两个，神的应许应该高过神的律法。
Now, Hagar, as it says in verse 25, is represented by Mount Sinai, and we see that, and Sarah is represented by Mount Zion. And we said earlier in the study of Galatians that the promise is greater than the law.
所以我们讲到神给亚伯拉罕的 promise， 神给亚伯拉罕的预这个应许应该高过神给这个摩西的律法。
And we said that the promise that was given to Abraham is better or higher than the law that was given to Moses.
你看三章十七节，回去看三章十七节，他说我怎么说呢？神所立的约不能被四百三十年后的律法废掉，不与虚空。
Let me take you back to chapter 3 verse 17 where it says, this is what I mean, the law which came 430 years afterwards does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God.
所以我们讲说摩西的律法是神的律法，但是神的律法没有比神的应许高，这个律法呢是在这个应许之下，那个是要这个律法是要带人到这个神的应许因信称义这里。
Now Moses' law was indeed God's law, but it is inferior to the promise that was given to Abraham. The law was meant to bring people to the promise, or lead them there.
我们这样讲，我们在读这段圣经的时候，有什么大不了的？但是你要知道，听这段圣经的人，犹太人一定很生气。
Now, for you sitting here, you might not think anything as you read this passage. But the original intended audience, as they listened to this, would have been furious.
为什么呢？他说他在讲什么呢？他说你要知道，这个回去四章这里，他说这个神通过这个使你所生的二十四节，他说这是一个比方，从这个使你所生的是西乃山，这个西乃山呢，跟现在的耶路撒冷是同类，意思说你们这些人啊。的后代是谁啊？你们的祖先是夏家，你们都是为奴的。
Now in verse 24 it says that these two women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai bearing children for slavery. This he says is the corresponds to the present Jerusalem. He's saying to these people that your forefathers or you were descendants of Ishmael.
哇，这个大事啊！哇，他们可以有暴动了。这个时候
，And this is a big deal because this is infuriating them.
那时候的犹太人，我们的祖先是亚伯拉罕，我们的祖先是以撒，我们怎么会是以斯玛利？你把我们跟以斯玛利放在一起，这个是你的错。保罗说，不是，你们搞错了，你们都是以斯玛利，都是为奴的。只如果你真的是以亚伯拉罕的后裔，你就因信称义，你不会去守律法。你们搞错了。
These people were angry because they trusted, or their currency was the fact that they were related to Abraham and they were related to Isaac. They were descendants of Isaac. That's where they saw their value. Here Paul was telling them, no, you're wrong. You've got it all wrong because you are descendants of Ishmael if you stay in that law.
你有没有注意到，如果你好好读这段圣经，你要知道这个是超时代的，这个是 beyond them. There's a paradigm switch. 你完全的，怎么可能我们是以扫，怎么你变成我是以斯玛利？他说，摩西的律法来就是要把你们圈在律法底下，你们全部都是奴隶。
And this was for them a paradigm shift almost. They had believed that they found their value in the fact that they were descendants of Isaac. Here was Moses' law served to gather them up and label them as descendants of Ishmael.
你注意看二十五节。
Look at verse 25.
你们这下脚二，这个下脚二字是指亚伯拉罕、阿伯的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类。但是我们不同，二十六节，我们不同，我们是属于上面的耶路撒冷，不是地上的耶路撒冷，是自主的，是 free， 是自由的。他这个撒拉呢，就是我们的母，然后他才从，然后就讲二十六节说，不怀孕不生养的要快乐，因为当时候他们在被囚，他们将来呢，神要应许他们有一个自由的耶路撒冷，他们看的是天上的耶路撒冷，不是地上的耶路撒冷。
Now look carefully at verse 25 as he labels them the Jerusalem that's currently in slavery now. He says in 25, now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. And then he contrasts in verse 26, the Jerusalem that is above and is free. He says, Sarah is our mother. For it is written in verse 27, rejoice, O barren one who does not bear, breaks forth and cry aloud. In verse 27, it is a people that looks forward to a Jerusalem that is free.
好，我们再讲多一遍。
Let's say this again.
有两个约。
There are two covenants.
一个是夏甲，一个是撒拉。
One is represented by Sarah, the other by Hagar.
一个是以撒，一个是以斯玛利。
One is Isaac, the other is Ishmael.
一个是为奴的，一个是自主的。
One is slave, the other is free.
现在保罗怎么应用？他说：“你们这些在律法底下都是以斯玛利，这个是 paradigm shift， 这个是都的，这个是完全，怎么可能？”但是保罗说：“你们就是这个。如果你真的跟耶路撒冷呢，你就因信称义，你是靠信心来到神面前，不是靠完成律法，这两个是不同的。所以你是哪一个呢？”你们是这个为奴的，我们是自主的，因为我们是信，凭着跟亚伯拉罕一样，因凭信心相信，我神就称我们为义，所以我们是属于这一类。
And he says to them, he takes them all, and it is a shift of their thinking entirely, where they believed they were descendants of Isaac. He's rounded them up and put them in this bucket, and he says, no, you are descendants of Ishmael, because you are under the law. The rest of us who are under grace, are free, and we are the Jerusalem that is above that he's referring to.
所以我们讲这篇道理有三点，第一大点呢就是旧约的例子，第二大点呢就是今天的应用，然后我们要讲第三大点，就是今天信仰的准则是什么。
I have three broad points in my outline today. The first is the illustration from the Old Testament. The second is the implication for today. The third is the instruction for believers.
所以你要得到最后保罗给他们的 command， 保罗给他们的命令是什么呢？第二十八节说，弟兄们，我们是凭应许做儿女，如以撒一样，当时按着血气的逼迫呢，按圣灵所生的，现在也是这样。然而经上怎么说呢？你要做，你们应该怎么做呢？他说，把使女和儿子赶出去，因为使女跟儿子不可以与自主的儿女一同承受产业。
Here's Paul's instruction to them at the end of this. In verse 28, he says, now you brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. Just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the spirit, so also it is now. But what does the scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman.
所以在这边很清楚他的命令是什么?
It's clear what his instruction is.
Cast out, 把这个儿子女和他的儿子赶出去。
He says, cast out the slave woman and her son.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
所以你不要再跟随那个律法主义，要放弃，要凭信心相信，承认我自己是不可以的，我们依靠神，这样才是叫做自主妇人所生的。
He's saying, leave behind the old ways of the law and the legalism. He says, you are now free. Let us, we are justified by faith.
而且呢，我们这个凭信心相信的人，就好像以前这样。 受他们的攻击，受他们的这个逼迫，所以你看到第29节，他说那个按血气的来逼迫那按圣灵所生，所以我们现在我传福音给你们，我们受逼迫跟以前一样。And
he says in verse 29, where just as that time he was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the spirit, he's saying just as we are sharing this news with you that you are saved by faith alone, the others who are legalistic are attacking us.
所以什么意思呢? 就是说我们不要再受律法捆绑，我们现在是自由的人。
He says, no longer are we bound by the law, we are free people.
所以自由，难道我们自由就可以自由犯罪吗?
Does that mean we are free to sin?
如果你仍旧在罪中，你就是不明白福音。
If you stay in your sin, it just means you don't understand the gospel.
记得吗？上个礼拜我们在这里讲过什么叫福音。
Last week we talked about what is the gospel.
上个星上周我们在这里讲到说，福音是耶稣基督把我们从罪中拯救出来，主角是耶稣基督，内容是把我们从罪拯救出来。
We said that the gospel is that Jesus saved us from our sins. The main character is Jesus, and the act is saving us from our sins.
如果神把我们拯救出来，我们仍旧在罪中，可见他没有被我们被没有被拯救出来，或者是他的拯救没有功效。
Yet if you stay in your sin, it only goes to show that you have not been saved.
所以我们不要回到律法主义，就是说我们不要回去守律法。但是呢，现在我们已经脱离罪了，我们要用自由来敬拜我们。 来到神面前是为了要感恩，为了爱他，不是为了守律法。
He has saved us and we will not go back into that sin, but he has saved us out of that, not for us to go back to the law, but for us to love him and to live for him.
让我们总结。
Let me conclude.
什么叫做在律法底下，什么叫在恩典底下？
What does it mean to be under grace and under law?
在律法底下就是我们告诉你，你要读经，你要祷告，你要奉献，你要 这些呢都是为了行律法，但是我们不是要你行律法，我们要你凭着爱心，凭着感恩的心去做这些事情，不是为了要得救做这些事情。
Here's what we're saying. As Christians, as believers, we need to read the Bible, we need to pray, we need to give. All these things, not in order to fulfill the law, but in order to live for Jesus and love him.
但是有时候你看到弟兄姐妹犯罪了、软弱了、跌倒，你看，你看，你看。
Yeah, there are times where we see brothers and sisters fall and in their weakness, we say, look at that guy.
这个是律法主义。
That is legalism.
什么叫恩典？
What is grace?
哎呀，他软弱了，我们抱着怜悯的心，我们抱着恩慈的恩典 grace 是 unmerited favor， 就是说。 恩典就是我不配有你给我，你软弱不配有，但是我来拉你一把，我来帮你一把，我看你的软弱，我用 grace， 我们用恩典来挽回你，这个叫做 grace， 这个叫恩典，这叫恩慈。
Grace says you are weak. My brother is weak, and I need to gather. We need to gather around him, and we need to help him stand up again. We need to win him back with love, and that is grace.
我们不是在那边指责你，看你犯了错，你犯了错，你犯了错。我不是要指责你，我是要凭着神的恩典把你挽回出来，把你拉起来。我要帮助你，这个叫做恩典。
Law says this person has done this, that, and the other. He's fallen and he's weak and he's sinful. Grace says, I need to help my brother because he is weak.
所以我们教会叫做恩道堂是有意思的。
The name of our church, Grace Bible Fellowship, has meaning.
我们不但是要高举神的话，但是要充满了恩慈。
We not only want to esteem the word of God highly, but we need to be full of grace.
所以我们彼此要用恩典的来彼此鼓励，彼此劝勉，充满了神的爱，而不只是在那边指指点点。
We need to be full of grace. We need to be full of love for one another, and not to stand on the sidelines and point out the sins of one another.
是的，我们说我们不需要守旧约的律法。 但是呢，我们有神主耶稣的教训，我们在主的恩典底下，我们按照主的恩典来彼此去恩待。
Yes, we have the teaching of Jesus and we follow that teaching, and it is under grace that we live up that teaching.
有两种人生。
There are two ways of life.
请问你是 legalistic Christian, 你是律法主义的基督徒，还是你充满了恩典的基督徒？
Are you the Christian that is legalistic, or are you the Christian that is full of grace?
现在你是仍旧为自己而活呢，还是你为主而活？
Are you living a life for yourself, or are you living a life for Jesus?
这个是我们必须在神面前自己向神回答。
And as we come before God, it is a question that we need to ask ourselves.
我们请庆豪做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close the prayer.